Good morning. Good morning. It's Wednesday all over the world. It's Wednesday here on WBSM Wednesday morning. We'll have the mayor joining us at 11 o'clock. Kind of open phones until then. A lot going on. Before I go to the back to the phones, I just want to point out a couple of things. You know, we're in the middle of a, I guess it's the middle, not quite the middle, I don't know. We've got a really competitive governor's primary on the Republican side going on, right? Three candidates in the race. Three really highly qualified candidates in the race to be the governor of Massachusetts. Now, there's a couple of stages in a governor's race. So far, we've been going through the introductory phase, right? Now we're coming into the debate phase. These candidates, they owe it to us to debate each other, right? So that you and I can make the best decision for who is going to face off against the Democrat. We assume it'll be Maura Healey right now. So look for that. These, the three candidates, so you got Mike Minogue, Mike Keneally, and Brian Shortsleeve. Those three guys, they got to mix it up, right? They've been doing little routine meet and greets all around the Commonwealth. A lot of them down here. I've had lunch with two out of three of them, with my friends, and so that's all well and good. It's important. It's very important, particularly having lunch with me and my friends. But the phase we're in now is the debate phase. These guys have to start mixing it up. Debates have to be put together for the Republicans to decide who they're going to vote for at the convention and then in the primary, right, which is in September. So really look for that. I know that, as an example, City Councilor Sean Oliver from Ward 3 is looking to put together a debate for the three guys at this point to get together and mix it up publicly. Here in New Bedford, certainly on South Coast Summit, but I believe New Bedford, is where Sean has in mind. I think that's a great contribution to civic life by the city councilor from Ward 3, Sean Oliver, trying to put together a debate. Now, it's up to the three candidates to participate. If they're not going to participate, that's a poor showing on their part, right? I believe they will, though. We had Mike Keneally on yesterday, actually issuing a challenge to join him in front of us to mix it up, to debate the major issues facing the Commonwealth. Quite frankly, I think that every community ought to look for a debate, but I'm really proud that Sean Oliver is stepping up and trying to put New Bedford in the mix. And all of us, because as goes New Bedford, goes the region, right? So look for that. A debate coming up by the Republicans looking for the nomination. And keep track of who's reluctant to get in the ring and mix it up, right? I mean, I doubt you've got a Marine, you got an airborne ranger, and you got Mike Keneally, who's the one issuing the challenge to the other two, right? So between a Marine and an airborne ranger, those guys aren't going to run from the fight. I can't imagine they would. That's all we want. So I think WBSM will play some role in these local debates. But that's being worked out now. Anyway, if you've got a favorite candidate, remind him, hey, get ready. Let's go put the gloves on. It's time to get in the ring. All right. The other thing you got to keep in your mind is the school committee vacancy. You've got a candidate who died, well, not a candidate, he was a member of the school committee, my friend, many of our friends, the very distinguished Bruce Oliveira. He passed away suddenly, really, after defeating cancer. He passed away. So his seat has to be filled. So there'll be a joint meeting of the school committee and the city council to vote on who's going to be taking over Bruce Oliveira's remaining term. So that'll be very interesting. There's some interesting names out there. People are thinking about Marcus Coward, who ran last time. You voters rejected him. Maybe the politicians will select him. I don't know. I had Marcus on. Maybe it's my duty, I don't know, to play his interview before they vote, right? So that everybody can get a sense of who Marcus Coward is. I like the guy. And I don't know if school committee is the right spot for him at this time. The voters didn't think so. But maybe now the politicians, when they get together, will decide to select Marcus Coward. I don't know. But I do have an interview that I did with him. It's a podcast. You can find it. Maybe one of these days I'll play it before the vote comes up. Another name I'm hearing about, Brad Markey. Brad Markey, former Ward 1 counselor. He was the chairman of the Finance Committee. Certainly qualified. Brad Markey. That could be interesting, right? And then the other one I'm hearing about, another Ward 1 guy, former Ward 3 city councilor, Henry Bousquet. Henry Bousquet currently is a Republican one of the Republicans on the Elections Commission. There's three on the Elections Commission. So that would mean I think he would have to resign from the Elections Commission if he's selected to be on the school committee. But look, Henry was a former city councilor. I think he's a good guy. He's jolly, certainly a jolly guy. And he's in education. And he'd like to be placed on the school committee. So that could be kind of interesting, right? I'm sure there are other names out there. Nobody's mentioned Che Guevara, but I'm sure there's some Che Guevara-like candidate that's out there in the mix somewhere. The Radicals aren't going to sit this one out. All right. 508-996-0400. Very interesting story in the New Bedford Light about Parallel Products. Again, I always point to New Bedford Light as doing really good work for the whole region. I don't always agree with them, but check the entire thing. I'm going to have the robot read you a little bit of the story so you get an idea. But I hope you'll go and check it out at newbedfordlight.org. Parallel Products, South Coast Renewables, they've appealed the decision of the Board of Health. And it looks like you've got an ally there, Ward 1, in the city of New Bedford. Those of you who oppose it, here's the robot from the New Bedford Light. Read the entire article at newbedfordlight.org.
Conservation Law Foundation intervenes in South Coast Renewables appeal. By Brooke Kushwaha. New Bedford, the Conservation Law Foundation announced it will help defend the New Bedford Board of Health's decision against an appeal by South Coast Renewables, LLC, the latest update in a long-running saga over a controversial waste transfer station proposal. The environmental nonprofit filed a motion Monday to intervene in the appeal on behalf of New Bedford community members who have long opposed the project to continue ensuring that local residents and public health remain at the forefront of this fight. The organization will act as a third party with an interest in the outcome of the appeal, while the city solicitor will defend the board itself. The Board of Health already looked at the facts, and the truth is, the facts are on the community's side. Alexandra St. Pierre, Director of Communities and Toxics at the Conservation Law Foundation, said in a statement, "This facility is unnecessary and doesn't belong in New Bedford. It's an intrusive operation trying to force its way into a place that has clearly said no. This appeal is an insult to the people who have fought so hard to protect their homes, their health, and their future. South Coast Renewables, also known as Parallel Products, filed an appeal in October after the Board of Health rejected its proposal for a waste transfer station at 100 Deschene Boulevard in mid-September. If approved, the station would have sorted roughly 1,500 tons of solid waste per day before its final destination at out-of-state landfills or incinerators, making it the largest waste transfer facility in the state. The Conservation Law Foundation had intervened on the original proposal before the board, representing nearly a dozen New Bedford residents who opposed the project. During the lengthy public hearing process, the Conservation Law Foundation cross-examined witnesses brought forth by South Coast Renewables who claimed the transfer station would be minimally disruptive to nearby residents. The nonprofit had also attempted to bring forth a rodent control expert, but South Coast Renewables succeeded in striking down the witness testimony. In a 2-to-1 vote, board members ultimately denied the project, citing concerns about fire, air quality, traffic, and rodent control. The decision came after more than 300 New Bedford residents turned out to a public meeting in August, the vast majority of which vocally opposed another waste transfer station in the city. The Conservation Law Foundation credited the board's decision in part to the long-running mobilization efforts against the proposal.
All right. Welcome back to the program. I'm Chris McGuire. I guess you didn't leave. You were listening to the New Bedford Light. That's New Bedford Light, newbedfordlight.org. Their article, I think you got to congratulate Leo Choquette, Ward 1 City Councilor, on having another victory, right? Bringing in the Conservation Law Foundation to help as an ally, right? I mean, Leo's been the most vocal opponent of this. One of them. I mean, Brian Gomes literally threatened to kill himself to stop this project. Thankfully, he didn't have to, or I guess it's not stopped, so maybe that's possible. Remember, Brian Gomes, in what I would suspect is hyperbole, but maybe not, was going to lay down to prevent the trucks of waste from coming into the industrial park. Fortunately, at this moment in time, that is delayed. But Leo Choquette has been a rational opponent of the project. Successful one, right? As the Ward 1 City Councilor. And the fact that the Conservation Law Foundation has joined in the fight, I mean, they are a very well-funded group. Just ask the fishermen. They've wreaked havoc on the fishermen. So maybe the city of New Bedford will benefit if you believe that this is as bad of a project as the people like Leo Choquette are saying it is, and as opposed to a place to legitimately deal with the burgeoning problem that every community has of trash. Certainly if I lived in that area, I wouldn't want that project there. Right? And Leo does live over there. So he's been a real opponent of this project. So congratulations, Leo Choquette, and the other people who oppose this project. The Conservation Law Foundation is on your side. Guys, you can read that entire article or listen to a robot reading it to you. Just go to newbedfordlight.org. All right, I got some people on hold. Good morning. How you doing, my friend?
Good morning. What a beautiful day in the neighborhood.
I picture you with a yellow sweater on, putting on your moccasins right now.
Oh, moccasins sound more comfortable than the work boots I got on right now, I'll tell you.
What's happening?
Well, getting back to the wastewater treatment plant,
yes.
You know, a question, if you can ask the mayor, because a delegation, what have they done for the city of New Bedford? I mean, is this some type of job that they get elected to that they basically don't do anything? I'm not being disrespectful, but I never hear, well, our delegation got us this or got us that. You know what I'm saying?
I do.
Because but like the earlier caller that gave you the rundown from the meeting, you know, about the wastewater treatment plant, they said, no, reach out to your delegation. Well, how come the delegation doesn't have the finger on the pulse on this subject, seeing it's in their territory? Should they be knowing what's going on in their world?
The state rep down there is Tony Cabral. for the state, right? The state representative, the federal congressman is Bill Keating. So when people say the delegation, they've got to be specific. They mean state or federal. The federal delegation, of course, is Elizabeth Warren, Ed Markey, and Bill Keating.
Oh, once again, it still comes down to what have they done for the city, especially Tony Cabral. You know what? Other than him doing for others, shall we say, and I'll just leave it at that, being nice.
The illegal aliens. Yes, he's all for the illegal aliens.
Yeah, right. So what's he really done, you know, to help me as a taxpayer in the city of New Bedford? You know, why isn't he involved in this? What's he doing? I mean, you know, heaven forbid he tries to run for mayor like he did a few years back. No. I don't think he does anything here for the city that I know of. And I'm not being disrespectful. I mean, enlighten me. That's all I'm asking.
Well, I don't know what he's done. I mean, in other words, I can't do that. I mean, he has to do it. I cannot do that. I don't know anything. I see him occasionally down at the Inner Bay. I ask if he wants to come on. He takes my phone and we're down. It's an exercise of futility. We know that. And he never calls. Uh-huh. If the phone doesn't ring, it's Tony Cabral, in my opinion.
All right. But once again, you know, when you're talking to the mayor and if you're thinking about something, ask him what's the delegation's done in the past year for the city of New Bedford to help us out.
Well, look, and thanks for the call, my friend. My opinion is that our strength in Washington could certainly use somebody with a local level experience, a mayor, a city councilor, a selectman. It's just they understand the minutia of septics, boards of health, sewage treatment plant, all of that stuff. You not only learn it, but as an elected official, board of selectmen, board of health, board of public works, the mayor, some city councilors, they learn that stuff. Well, it's like it's by osmosis, but they learn it. They're there. They hear about it. So I think that our delegation could be enhanced by bringing, both on the state and the federal level, somebody from the local level, whether it's a mayor, a selectman, city councilor, up to the national level or the state level, really. Think about this. Putting in, look, the city of Newton, a beautiful place to live, they elected a city councilor to be their congressman. Jake Auchincloss was a Newton city councilor. Today I see him on Meet the Press, CNN, even Fox News, talking about major national issues. He was a Newton city councilor before he got elected to Congress. Think about that, New Bedford. Think about that. All right, take a break and then we'll be right back. Stick around.
Back to Chris McCarthy and South Coast Now on WBSM. Call 508-996-0500.
That? That's the Allman Brothers working in the Compass Bank for the rest of his life. That used to be a local bank, right? Compass Bank. And that's an Allman Brothers song. All right. You know, upgrading your home's energy efficiency can feel overwhelming, but with C2S Energy, you don't have to go it alone. Their certified experts handle everything from assessing your home to recommending the right solutions, whether it's insulation, windows, roofing, or high-efficiency heat pumps. They even navigate the rebate process for you, making it simple to qualify for savings up to $16,000. Trust the team that knows the programs, the products, and how to maximize your comfort and savings. Visit C2SEnergy.com and let C2S Energy do the heavy lifting for you. All right, let's go back to the phones. Good morning. Thanks for holding.
Good morning, Chris.
Hey, how you doing, my friend?
I'm doing good. One of your callers mentioned your representatives.
Yes, sir.
Why? I had a laugh. I had a chuckle because, they really don't represent us, I believe, especially Tony Cabral. After all, you're asking a little bit too much for him to come on your program. He marches in the Madeira Parade. Isn't that enough?
Your sarcasm, sir.
Yeah, well, I've been around for a long time with this guy. He's been around a long time. Too long, far as I'm concerned. He's more concerned about the league. He won't come on your pro. He won't go on Barry Richards' show either. Good luck with that if he comes on your show. He don't want to take any calls from the people. If he comes on, he probably won't take calls from his representatives.
Not allow that. Anybody who comes on the program in here in the studio, the phones are open.
Yeah. Well, he's got something going for him, only because he's Portuguese in this area. You know, they vote for him. And about Congressman Keith now, what happened to him? He went underground. He don't even come on your program anymore.
No, I haven't seen him around. I haven't had any contact with his staff. They used to reach out to me. I used to reach out to them, but I just haven't heard anything from him. I think when he didn't vote for the Lakeland-Riley bill, you know, the Lakeland-Riley Act, that was that girl who was murdered by the illegal aliens. And that was a pretty simple vote. I really lost a lot of respect for Congressman Keating. I hate to say that because I do like him personally. But how do you vote in favor of illegal aliens and not for a young American girl who was murdered? You know what I mean? Just, it kind of turns my stomach, really.
I'm with you. I lost a lot of respect for him for a lot of reasons. And he's another one you probably won't see. He's on the ground now, too. So, but they get away with it. They're all sliders, you know, and they get away with it. They're very good at that.
I mean, we slavishly vote Democrat around here, so that's the way it goes.
Yeah,
they know
we?
It. Yeah.
What does that tell us around here, though?
I mean, that's why I use the word slavish. You slavishly do it.
Yes. Yeah. Well, but nothing changes.
No. The only thing you can't do the same thing over and over again expecting different results. That's insanity.
Yeah, but the thing is, they just don't learn around here.
No. Well, look, I mean, I've fallen for it. I voted. I tell y'all guys this all the time. It's like confession for me. I voted for Maura Healey. I thought Jeff Deal was running a lousy campaign. I didn't think he could be the governor. And he went after my friend Howie Carr, and that's too much for me. I couldn't vote for him. But, you know, I had voted for him for U.S. Senate. But look, I paid the price. She's a disaster.
Yeah. Well, I'd done the same thing. I made a mistake.
We've all done it.
My wife and I voted for Obama.
Right.
Twice. Yeah.
See? It happens.
Yeah. Oh, God. I don't know.
Well, we're all optimistic, right? You see somebody, you go, hey, they put their time in. I mean, you know, I didn't agree with her on everything, but I thought, this is a person, Maura Healey, who will be able to, remember, the governor, all executives, it's about staffing. They staff up their departments. I thought Maura Healey could attract better people. I was wrong. I mean, she's just done a horrible job to include alleged cocaine traffickers. It's ridiculous.
Yeah.
It's embarrassing.
Yeah, well, the reason I voted for Obama, because I thought he was going to unite the people the way he was talking.
Sure.
But he just done the opposite.
Yes.
That's what pissed me off.
Yes. I understand. I agree with you, my friend. Thank you for the call, as always. Look, elections have consequences. And the beauty of it is you have them every couple of years, right? Nothing's permanent in the Republic. You can make a change. Look, we went from Joe Biden to Donald Trump. Well, Donald Trump to Joe Biden. Back to Donald Trump. I mean, you know, you can make a change in a couple of years. Right? Couple of years. That's why I say if you're interested in changing who the mayor of New Bedford is, maybe you aren't. And that'll be really entirely up to John Mitchell, whether he decides to run for another 4-year term. But if you are intent on beating John Mitchell, I'm keeping a watch. you've got to be raising money this month. You got to put $30,000 in the bank before the end of the year, which is the end of December, to be considered a serious candidate. Now, there are some people who already have that money in the bank. Linda Morad, Tony Cabral. That'd be a rematch, right? Ian Abreu has, I think, about 40 grand in the bank, maybe 30. Those people. But you hear Shane Burgo telling people he's going to run. I mean, I know people he told he needed the money because he's running for mayor. Maximum contribution was literally what he said. And I believe the person that told me that, no matter what Mr. Burgo wants to say now. So anyway, if he doesn't raise $30,000 by the end of December, I mean, I guess he's got time, but you really need a couple of years to put that money together. The mayor of New Bedford has about $400,000 in the bank. Talking about money, the biggest purchase most of us make outside of real estate are vehicles. Work vehicles, personal vehicles, and all of them need to be winterized. Bring them to Mack Auto Sales. 188 Rivet Street in the great city of New Bedford. Mack Auto Sales is a family-owned business. They repair all makes and models, so if you need to get your car ready, winterize your car, call Mack Auto Sales and Repair. Make an appointment today, 508-565-6221. They're open weekdays, 9 to 5. You have a foreign car, that's perfect. Mack Auto Sales specializes in servicing foreign-made automobiles. Ask about their aftermarket accessories and their quality used cars for sale. Make sure you mention WBSM. Heard it here from Chris McCarthy. They'll give you a significant discount on your bill. All right, let me see. Let me go to the phones. Good morning. Thanks for holding.
Hey, good morning, Chris. How you doing?
Good. How you doing?
Hanging in there. And I'm trying to endure this ice age. You know, you can cross the Hudson on foot.
Not today you can. It's about 50 degrees out there.
Yeah, today, yeah, right.
Be careful right.
If
you're rolling.
We're going to get another polar vortex tomorrow. So enjoy it today, because this is summer compared to what we're going to be getting, according to the forecasters.
This is the days when little kids get out there and they fall through the ice on the pond. So please, if you see kids skating, tell them not to do it today. Wait till tomorrow.
Absolutely, yeah, right. You know, the Democratic Party, that D stand for back years ago, defenders of the middle class. Today, they're working against their anti-middle working class. They're railing against. Let's just look at this.
Okay.
Liz Warren, she's more worried about Netflix acquiring Warner Brothers for $72 billion, although Netflix only wants a portion of Warner Brothers. I think it's HBO and Cinemax. And she's railing its monopoly. Then we got Ed Markey voting, so was Liz Warren, by the way, 15 times not to open the government to give $1.5 trillion extension of Obamacare to illegal aliens. And you're talking about Bill Keating. He's so much concerned over the war in the Ukraine and Zelensky. I mean, the dictator. I mean, get this. The guy doesn't want to have open elections because he says he's under war. And he's also putting in jail reporters who are exposing corruption in his regime. So Zelensky, this guy, back in World War II, FDR ran during wartime.
We had elections, so did the British.
Right. So here we got Bill Keating. He spends more time. He's putting all his eggs in the basket while we got a sewer that's being overrun by all of the illegal aliens, over 25,000, flushing the toilet, adding more to the capacity of our sewer.
They do have high fiber diets, yeah.
Yeah, so let's look at also Cabral. So we got Cabral, Tony Cabral, Chris Markey, and Chris Hendricks. These trio also anti-working class, anti-middle class. And Chris Markey said it on your show, because I spoke to him. He says that we're obligated to provide education for the children of illegal aliens.
Yes.
So this is just an example of how we've been duped and cheated by the Democratic Party, especially up in Washington. They don't give a hoot about us. And you up in the State House, where you got Tony Cabral, is saying that the illegal aliens deserve more the $3 billion that was spent by, signed off by Maura Healey is not enough. You got to open up your wallet even more, right? And pay more taxes.
Yes.
You know, they want, Maura Healey wants to triple your excise tax.
Yes.
They want to get rid of Prop 2.5.
Yes.
They want to send us to the poorhouse, if not homeless.
Yes. If it wasn't, and thanks for the call, my friend, as always, if it wasn't for Proposition 2.5 passed in 1980, most of us could not afford to own the homes we own. Most of us could not afford that. Property taxes would be absolutely out of control. Absolutely out of control. Proposition 2.5 was a grassroots rebellion that put into state law a cap on property taxes. So, when people are coming door to door, running for representative, state senator, even local office, because that's a stepping stone, you want to ask them, how do you feel about Prop 2.5? If they start to wiggle a little bit, they're an opponent, and they cannot be trusted. They cannot be trusted. Take a break. We'll be right back.
This portion of programming on WBSM brought to you by South Coast Health, Advanced Medicine, more care. South Coast Now with Chris McCarthy, weekdays on 1420 AM and 99.5 FM, WBSM.
Welcome back to the program. The sun is starting to come out. That's kind of nice. The mayor must be on his way if the sun is coming out, right? It's getting to be a nice day out there. It's supposed to be about 50 degrees. I was joking with the last caller. It's this kind of weather. It's not really a joke, but be forewarned. You know, it's been so cold. We think of the ice is good. You can go across the ice, but a day like today melts it. And so be careful. If you are, in fact, doing any ice-related stuff, walking on ice, fishing. Although I guess we don't do much ice fishing around here these days. At least not till February, at the best, right? So, talking about the vacancy on the New Bedford School Committee, Colin Hogan, who I think does a great job covering City Hall for the New Bedford Light, he's got an article up there, a really informative article. You should check it out, particularly if you're interested in getting on the school committee. It's a prestigious board. It really is. I was talking with Scott Lang about that. You think about the prestige in the over the years. You had Dr. Paul Walsh, Jack Nobrega, Ronnie Walsh. Today, I mean, you had Bruce Oliveira, Chris Carter's on there. Really, it's a prestigious. Tommy Clark was on there. Dr. John Fletcher was on there. Really prestigious people. Rick Porter's on there today, and he was a real, I don't know if disciple's the right word. That's probably too strong of a word. But certainly Dr. Fletcher had a lot of influence on him. And Dr. Fletcher was my friend as well. A lot of influence on me. But anyway, check out that article by Colin Hogan in the New Bedford Light, particularly if you're interested in getting appointed to the school committee. It beats running. It really does beat running for it. You just got to round up, I think, 9 votes. The first 1 to 9, that's a hell of a lot better than have to garner, well, 9% of the population of the voters of New Bedford. It's a lot easier to get 9 votes between the school committee and the city council. I mean, what's that? 9 lunches? By 9 lunches, you might be able to get on the school committee. That beats getting 9% of the population to vote for you in a general election. Stick around. We'll be right back. Welcome back to the program. I'm Chris McGarth. The mayor will be here at 11 o'clock. Let's go back to the phones. Good morning. Thanks for holding.
Hey, this is Nikki. My name is Nicole Roy, my whole name, but I like to be called Nikki.
Okay, Nikki, how you doing?
I'm doing good. The great Ian Abreu, the great councilman,
okay,
the only one who answered me yesterday, told me I should call and speak to you about the issues that I'm having with my landlord at 75 Rodney Street.
Okay.
There is a serious and severe sewage spill that is still leaking and has been leaking since the summer, and he is doing nothing about it to clean it up.
Oh,
not to mention all the mold in all the apartments. I have mold. The girl in the apartment in back of me has mold. The kid upstairs from me, he has mold, and a whole host of other issues going on with this crazy landlord.
And that's
terrible.
Tell
you something. Yes, and I am very sick. I'm very ill. I have endometriosis, which is a bleeding disease, and it causes severe anemia. And black toxic mold can exacerbate my anemia because can actually cause anemia. Well, growing in that sewage right now is black toxic mold. HIV lives in it.
Oh,
hepatitis A, B, and C lives in that. Giardia. All the gas